One of my favorite shows from the past several years has got to be Duck Dynasty. Yours too. I know we've talked about it 100 times. It's just such a cool show, showing real people doing real American things and just being awesome. And it happens to be funny too. Well, at the end of the podcast, we have a really awesome interview with the dad from Duck Dynasty. Phil Robertson joins us in the studio. Don't end the podcast with the jingle. Stick around after the jingle, and that's where you'll hear that interview with Phil Robertson.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Oh.
Big D and Bubba.
Good
the show
hey there. How are you?
But they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one. And that's how we get
the podcast.
Big D and Bubba podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
I took that bed and hit him upside a pie.
No, that's not the only one we have.
No. I'm going to save the other one for next week. I think the other one's just in case.
I took that bed and hit him upside a pie.
65-year-old lady got into a fight. She was being attacked by a young man, 300-pounder. So she took a bat to him.
I took that bed and hit him upside a pie.
He was
so great.
5 foot five or
5 foot four 300 pounds.
That
so
is
so slightly shorter than me and the same weight.
That is a shape.
That is definitely a shape. So the podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. And you want to get guaranteed low prices. I'm going to have a hard time talking. We'll explain why.
Gary?
You want to get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service, so
Gary.
Definitely go to O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Gary.
Better parts, better prices every day. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I took that bed and hit him upside a pie.
Sorry, I just love her.
Morning, we were talking about, you know, heading on into Easter weekend, tomorrow being Good Friday. Today is, Patrick isn't here. He could tell us the whole history of, like he did this morning.
The breakdown.
But we're talking about how, you know, many churches have a ceremony where you wash each other's feet.
Some even do it several times throughout the year.
We did growing up. I mean, it was kind of they always did it on a Sunday night, and they would surprise you. So you didn't know, because I wouldn't want to go to that. Because I'd be like, I'm good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I know exactly what you mean.
So you get there, and you're like, all right. And then I would see the buckets, and I'd be like, no.
It's today?
It's tonight. We're washing feet tonight. And we had like buckets, like you would like wash your car with. Like green, blue, orange buckets.
Right. And like a 5-gallon bucket you throw a bunch of tools in to carry to the job site.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they would just kind of do like praise and worship music, and then people would come up there and they would wash your feet. You know, listen, the symbology, okay,
the symbolism
of that is great, and being a servant, and man, I get it. I do. I totally do get it. I just, you know.
Again, the argument goes to, if it was good enough for Jesus, then it should be good enough for you.
Right.
And that's the idea behind it.
And it's, I get it, and it's about, you know, being a servant to others and giving and loving. I got it, but I just, it's icky.
We talked about it on the show, and we explained, you know, the whole thing, because there's a lot of, like, I, you know, grew up Baptist, and I don't remember ever washing anyone's feet.
No.
That was never a thing, at least in my church. Other Baptist churches maybe have done that, but I had never heard of that before, and I was just blown away.
Wait, some lady called us today.
She was mad.
She was kind of a...
she was fired up.
Not happy.
She was fired up.
Yeah, you know, she's one of those... Nowadays, we're starting to get better and better at finding those people who are kind of toxic. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so over the years, I've been able to kind of, well, both of us have, when you hear a voice,
you know,
you can tell.
You can. It's the inflection.
Give it to me.
Hey.
That's it right there.
Hi. Hi, it's Big D and Bubba. Hey.
Yep.
Right. You know. We
don't even want to talk to you.
We do this face in here because I'll see Big D and I'll go.
Jeez.
Hey.
I have a complaint. Oh, gosh.
And it doesn't matter, you know, where they are. They all sound alike. I mean, the person in South Louisiana sounds like the person in Seattle, who sounds like the person in Los Angeles, who sounds like the person in Key West. Hey.
Hi. And so it's like, oh, yeah. So she was like, I have a complaint. Okay. Well, what's up? Yeah.
We didn't put her on the air, did we?
No.
No.
Because we were, no. Because she says something about, you know, you're talking about foot washing and Jesus, you know, you can, that gets offensive. You know, you're talking about Jesus. What?
Yeah.
What do you mean? At least we're talking about Jesus on a terrestrial radio station.
Yeah.
How about that? How about the fact that we even brought it up?
She didn't want none of that. She didn't want to hear nothing about it. She was just like,
I'm glad I only get one radio station.
No, she said, I'm sorry. I only get one radio station.
I had to listen to you.
So I told her, I was like, I'm sorry too. Bye. Click. And how many times in our career, I mean, Big D and I have been doing this since we were 14. In our career, especially doing the show together, how many times have we hung up without saying bye to someone? Like, in an fed up way.
I don't know. Not much. A handful.
Maybe four times with just people being irate and whatever. And we added a fifth one today to that.
Yeah, just
I wanted this lady.
I took that bed and hit my son a pie.
I wanted her. Instead, we got the other lady.
We did get a voicemail. Mark sent us this from Victorville. All right, here we go.
And I just wanted to comment about kind of an exchange that was on the radio this morning about 9:30 a.m. Anyway, it was talking about washing Jesus' feet and Jesus washing his disciples' feet. And kind of talking about the Catholic tradition. And I'm from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, known by Mormons. But I just wanted to say I really appreciate throwing out historical biblical things so that the world has an opportunity to learn a little bit more about Christ. And there were some that were Catholic that were in the station, weren't Catholic, and that had never heard of this practice. So I thought it was a really nice thing, especially at this Easter time, to bring out. And everyone had different opinions. Everybody kind of laughed a little bit about different things. And that's okay, because everybody has to have their own testimonies and beliefs. But it was put out there, and I really appreciate that your station did that. So I just wanted to share that positive comment in a world that is always saying things that are negative. Anyway, love your station, and you have a good day.
Wow.
Talk to you later.
We
Bye.
Never get those. We always get the ones that complaints, you know? Like on the show, we'll get people who call up and they're super cool. But nobody ever calls and leaves a message like that for the general manager or anything.
Yeah, because you got to go out of your way and, you know, it's
yeah,
harder
you have
to
go
do.
Find the phone number. And
so
people when they're fired up, when they're mad, that's when they go fire. You know, everybody wants to complain to the president of the United States when somebody does something wrong with their order at Burger King. You know, they go crazy. They will jump through any hoop possible to get people fired.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy. I like the fact that she called and said something nice. You know what? If you want to do something today, somebody treats you good today, or even over Easter weekend, just take a moment. Call their boss. Pull the manager aside and go, hey, this person's a good employee. I just want to say thank you, and I will be back because of this person. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep.
You know, and it goes a long way. So much negativity. Grr! As yeah. I'm being negative about the negativity.
Then we had the softball lady. Oh, jeez, man. This lady calls up, and she's like, hey, I got a complaint.
Oh, wait, there was two softball ladies.
I know, I'm getting the first
okay.
one. Just to set it up. Yeah, what's up? Yeah, so you got, because we're talking about, there's an app that you can follow along with baseball, a baseball game, because my son plays baseball. And so I'm just talking about the app. It really wasn't, we weren't talking about baseball. We're talking about how cool it is that your grandparents can see what's going on with your grandson, you know, watch it through sports. And they have it for different sports, and it's called Game Changer. And so, yeah, you guys were talking about baseball, but you never even mentioned that the draft for professional softball was this week. Nope. So, it was this week. Okay. And I just wanted to say that. Okay.
all right, well, cool. So who do you know? Who's your favorite player? And then we turned it around from her being negative. We're like, who's your favorite player? Who got drafted first?
Sandy Balabal.
Okay, so then we all your favorite player? Oh, this person. And then we're like, okay, there you go. Congrats to everybody who was drafted. And
hope they're making the bigs.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how the phone call ended.
That's how it ended. And Bubba was like, see, we fixed it. It was all good.
And she even said, she goes, you guys are fixers. You should go to Washington and fix everything else.
No,
we're like, yeah, you got a problem, we'll fix it.
So then
the follow-up call.
I want to read it. It was already deleted.
Oh, are you going to? Oh, you should have read it like it was written. That's my favorite, is the way that people write.
Oh, man, I deleted it. My bad. I kind of moved on. I found it. Here it is. let's see. This is a mess. I know you said you fixed it, but really, I'm a little offended. Y'all think it's a joke. My daughter plays softball, been playing since she was 6. And y'all are joking about this, and it's unprofessional.
We were joking about it. Go on.
Today's the first time I've turned your station on in months, and now I'll be going back to some other station. I said, well, I replied, being offended is fine. I mean, just because, side note, just because you're offended has no impact on anyone else. It's like saying, like I said, you don't like, you know, mayonnaise. I don't like mayonnaise. Okay.
Quite offensive to me.
I don't expect you to bend over backwards or.
Ketchup gives me the dry heaves. I'm sure that offends somebody.
I said, well, being offended is fine. Turning the station is fine. But do you know how many media outlets talked about the softball draft? Just us.
I don't even think ESPN talked about it.
Of course not. It is not. It's just not followed. Listen, I hate to tell you, but it's nothing against softball players.
I'm a softball player.
But it's just not carried by, there's not a lot of people who care about it.
Nobody's talking disc golf either this week, and you know there's great disc golf players.
Yeah. You know what I like to do? I like to make candles. But there's not a candle channel.
There needs to be one, actually. And it could be Smell-O-Vision.
ESPN is going to put on what the most people who watch ESPN want to watch. And so
that's why you always get Boston and New York games.
Trust me. They do that. They don't care what the sport is. They only care about money. And if they can get good ad dollars because whoever wants a sponsor because more people are going to be watching it, then they'll play it. But when if they put something on that no one wants to watch, well, then they can't get money for that ad time because the ratings aren't high enough to get eyeball and ears for an ad agency. And so they don't play it. And it's nothing against the sport. It's just that no one knows about it. And so today I thought we handled it well. She says, we brought attention to something and added some lighthearted fun. In fact, I ended the call by saying big congrats to her and looking forward to seeing her in the bigs. But you took that, all of that, as, quote, offensive. She goes, y'all were just sitting around joking about it. And I said, hey, best of luck to your daughter and all the other girls. Hope they can make it in the draft one day. Have a great Easter.
Bye. And that was you hanging up over a text message.
Oh, dude, we got another one.
Negative?
Yeah.
What is up with, like, oh, seriously,
here's one. Here,
it's
ready?
A full moon. And I think that's what the problem is it's a full moon and people this are just, says,
this is, says, I was a big fan of yours until this just came in like 2 hours ago. I was a big fan of yours until I read a comment that was posted the other day. You mentioned you were near a lady who had a mask on and wondered what you might catch from her. I think it's the other way around. This lady might have had cancer like my sister who had to wear a mask because chemo lowers your immune system.
Oh, so I need to tailor my jokes to everyone.
Yeah, what was your joke again?
All I said is I was at the grocery store. This is real. It really happened. I'm at the grocery store, and I was about to check out, and this lady turns around. She has a surgical mask on. And I said something like, oh, wow, she has a surgical mask on. So what do I have now? Swine flu, Asiatic flu, tuberculosis? And that was it. It was just a little joke. And OMG, the haters came out.
You had other ones?
On Twitter, I had a bunch. They're like, you don't know. You don't know what she's going through. I'm like, I would love to know. But she didn't tell me. All I see is this mysterious mask wearer, and I'm like, wow, is she a ninja, or am I getting something?
Oh my God, listen.
And people are just kooky, man. That's the problem.
I lost my sister in July, last July.
That sucks.
I think you thought your comment was funny, but it felt like you punched me in the stomach because I can see my sister wearing a mask so she wouldn't catch something that might put her in the hospital. I know I'm dealing with cancer in this comment just was inappropriate. No, it wasn't inappropriate.
Was it your?
You took it as inappropriate.
It's not only that. It's the way everything is your perspective. And somebody who's not dealing with cancer goes, oh, maybe he's got tuberculosis, type, and they write back. But if you are in a situation that relates to the joke, and that's the funny thing going back to comedy, being where you say the exact opposite of what is expected. You know, if you're the target of a joke, whether it's true or not, you get offended. You know, that's what's the reason stereotypes are funny is because a lot of times they're true.
Almost always.
You know, yeah, there's some basis in truth for sure. Definitely smoke and fire there.
Yep.
But that's why stereotypes are funny. And the funny thing is that we can't even approach a stereotype anymore. You know, if we make a fat joke, somebody who is a bariatric person, that means fat person, who is, you know, 750 pounds, they're going to be offended. If we make a skinny joke, somebody who is anorexic or battling bulimia, they're going to be offended. If you make any kind of joke whatsoever, there is always going to be one person somewhere who is going to be just in tatters by what you say. And we're in a very unique position because we are tasked every day to get on the radio and entertain people and be a little bit of escapism and be those guys that take you out of that funk. Yeah, sitting in traffic sucks. Yeah, going to work sometimes sucks. But hey, at least we got Big D and Bubba, or they're going to make us laugh for the 20 minutes I got them. And that's our job. And it gets frustrating sometimes because you know that, okay, this is funny, but is it funny where one person might get upset, or is it funny to everybody? You have to pick and choose then. And when you start to overthink it, then you start to pull back on the funny. And you get in a weird place. I don't know, man. I worry about comedy and people in general. You know, like you won't be able to have an opinion in the future because your opinion will offend somebody. I think ketchup is the worst thing ever. Well, Bubba, you've just offended the tomato growers of America, and you're going to have to pay for this. And they're going to go and get you fired from your job because you said that ketchup is horrible. I can't handle it. My kids will eat enough for me in a week for my entire lifetime. But I don't know. People need to chill. Ugh.
You want to hear my reply?
Yeah.
I said, obviously, Bubba didn't mean his post to be offensive. You took it that way because of your life experience. It's so fresh. It is frustrating for us to have to feel like we have to walk on ice around people nowadays. We're so sorry to hear about your sister. Please know that's not how he meant it, but I think you deep down knew that, and you just needed to vent.
Yeah, here's the thing. If I knew your sister, if I was talking to you right now, and I knew that your sister was battling cancer, would I literally make a joke about it? I mean, I'm not a monster.
Even.
None of us would. You listening right now, you would make a funny joke about whatever it is in your life. But if it's something that you knew would be purposefully harmful to someone, you wouldn't do it to their face. You wouldn't. None of us would, because we are compassionate. As a species, we're good. We're good at making people feel better. We're also really bad at making people feel bad. I don't know. It was a really rough way to kind of close out the Easter season with all the hate. I was like, man.
Full moon, man.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Maybe it is the full moon. Maybe it's the lack of love. Somebody just start hugging people. Rant, oh, no, you can't do that anymore because that's offensive. I'll give you a hug. You want a hug?
No, I don't want a hug. Are you offended? I don't want you to give me a hug. Yeah. Bubba and I are weird. Like, we don't, like, if he hands me a pen or something and you reach out and our fingers touch each other, we both go, ugh.
We do. It's great.
That's so great.
Anyway, I'm reading the Facebook comments about all this, and people are just, I think most people are on our side on this. And it really, it kind of sucks because, you know, we want to give you the best show we could possibly give you. There's so much funny stuff that ideas that we come up with that we're like, we can't do that. It's hilarious, but we can't do it because we know. We know that as soon as we let that cat out of the bag, you can't put it back in. You'll get clawed. Oh, I like that.
Claude, the guy that used to work with Scott?
Claude, yes.
That guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, great artist.
Yeah, fantastic artist.
Good old Claude. Good old Claude. You here to pick up a prize?
Jeannie says, I love how you guys will talk about a subject for all to comment on and explain your views. Thank you for not caving to any of the offended. If they don't like you, we, your 17 fans, love you the way that you are. Good job, y'all. And we're getting a lot of that. Kind of nice.
Here's the thing. The majority of people are, you have your head screwed on right, and you don't get offended. It is the vocal minority that we, listen, Facebook is great because it gives you a voice. Facebook is awful because it gives people a voice. And they get out there and they feel like it's there. People are toxic, man. You get around them. You see them in work or church or wherever. And you can just, it's that. And you know immediately this person is not happy in their life. And they want everyone else to be as unhappy as they are. And they find anything they can. But I think most people are like you and I. They're like, they get it. Like, we can get a joke. We understand that you aren't making fun of someone's sister who died of cancer when you make a joke about, you know, someone having, they may have the flu, and that's why they had a mouth thing on.
When we were in Japan, that was like the most common thing you saw, were people wearing those. I mean, what do you think? One out of every seven people was wearing a surgical mask?
Everywhere.
You know, everywhere you go. And so, you know, we all were like, we were told by one of the USO representatives when we first landed in Japan, they're like, do not say anything about the masks. They will be offended by it because it's a big part of their culture. And they wear it because if they have a cold, then they put it on so they don't spread the cold out of politeness of their heart. And I'm like, that's really cool. I didn't know that's why they were wearing them. It wasn't that they were, and some they said worry about like smog or whatever, but it was mainly because they didn't want to spread whatever they had. I'm like, that's really awesome and thoughtful, and I love that. But again, going back to it, if you surround yourself with negative people, eventually it's going to break you down, and you're going to become a negative person just like them.
Yeah.
And you cannot do that. You got to fight it. You've got to fight the negativity and the negativity. Whatever I just said.
Did you say negativity?
I think I said the negativity. I don't know. I don't know what else.
This is a guy in high school. He would take his shirt off, and he looked like his chest kind of concaved.
And he had negativity?
He had negativity.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, surround yourself with good people, positive people, fun people, because that will make you a good, positive, fun person. And that's how it works. I used to be skinny at one point. Then I stopped hanging out with the skinny people. And I think that's how I got fat.
That's right. You're hanging out with me.
I think. And I wish you could play the Star Spangled Banner. I would go on a rant.
Oh, you want to?
And then you. Okay. Dude.
Like the real one or my version?
Why don't you just play something like the campfire?
Okay.
It's a very sad day in America when we have to have this conversation over and over and over and over. It seems that people love to take offense instead of mending fences. I was going, man. You stopped.
You got me with the
And I think that we need to look for those threads that bind us. And we need to find the common cords. And we need to hang on to those things and find a way to bring each other together. Tighten the knot around our collective American hearts. I wish you knew how to play that.
I just did. It sounds like that just happened. Did you hear how good that was? Yeah. Yeah, you want to hand me a pen now, but our fingers touch.
There is some harmonica player somewhere that just put a gun to his head, and he's like, "You are ruining the harmonica for the world." Oh wait, I'm sorry, that just offended somebody, didn't it?
Yeah, probably.
I'm sorry. There's a harmonica player somewhere who is not happy. That he is bad. Very sad with you what? Right now.
Wasn't bad. Wasn't bad. Pretty good.
It wasn't great either.
It was pretty okay. Mediocre, as my friend, my next-door neighbor says.
You have somebody who says mediocre?
Oh, God. You love him to death. My neighbor, Tracy, he's one of those guys
who... Is he saying it as a joke?
No. He takes words that sound like he's almost... Like you. I always
joke,
know what
that's
he...
clever. As a
no,
pun?
No, he's not. He's not the clever guy. Great guy. I love him to death. He's just...
He's
know what he means.
Right now.
You know what he means, but it's just, it just kind of like, what did you say? I don't know. This place is okay. It's not bad, but it's just average. It's mediocre. And I kind of go, the first time I heard it, dude, this was like 15 years ago. I was like, I hate to say mediocre.
Well, if you look at the way it's spelled, around, it's C-R-E at the end. So,
that has no bearing on how he says it.
Are you sure?
Because yeah, he's just...
Spell mediocre, just, and it's... I almost said it wrong, because you've been saying mediocre. I almost said it, like, naturally almost happened. Mediocre. But if you look at the way it's spelled, it's not like C-E-R, it's C-R-E. So it is easy to see somebody saying mediocre.
He'd say stuff like, oh, man, it's tax time, got to give the money to the tax collective.
The tax collective?
And you'd be like I know he means tax collector.
You want to say something.
Oh, well, his wife does. It does. She'll be like, it's collector, stupid. And he's like, do you know what I meant, didn't you? Well, I mean, he's got a point. Yeah, I know what you mean. She's like, yeah, but you're just, ugh. I'm joking. But he does it all the time. For a while, I had a file. And he would say a new one, and I would take my phone out, and I would type it in my notes.
Phonetically, whatever he would say.
And I would keep it, and I would say, on such and such date, Tracy said, mediocre instead of mediocre. Yeah, I'm like you. I probably had 8 or 10 of them. And then I realized he kind of just recycles them.
Because he's mediocre?
Mm-hmm. It's not great. It's not terrible. Just, average.
I would like to thank everyone who voted on the George Washington.
Are you going to get it?
Yeah, I think so. There was an ad, and I don't know what I look at for this to pop up. Like, how everything's targeted at you for some reason? You've looked at something else, which sent the Facebook overlords to you saying, hey, no, what are you looking at? You need to look at this. And there is a hoodie that I saw. That looks like the Revolutionary War jacket worn by George Washington. It is, to me, the coolest thing ever. I mean, I'm gonna show the Facebook crew, if you haven't seen it yet. I mean, that is awesome. For those of you who haven't seen it, we have it on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. But I asked what people thought. Like, should I get it or not? Because part of me thinks it is the coolest thing in the world. It's a George Washington uniform hoodie, but it's also really dorky too. Like, you look like you're a reenactor or something,
mm-hmm.
Or LARPing in the park.
LARPing in the park.
So I was like, I don't know, should I get it? Man, people are like, do it. There's a small percentage that say that it don't do it. You would look like an idiot. Some people saying it's both cool and dorky, but it's a kind of dorky that's cool. So, yeah, I think I'm gonna get it. It's like $40, man. I got to find the link. A lot of people are asking for the link. They want them. So,
one thing he'd say, like, hey, man, what's wrong with your speaker, Tracy? I don't know. It's all muddly.
Oh, his stuff gets muddly?
Yeah. Man, it's not real clear, Tracy. What's wrong with it? I don't know, man. It's just muddly.
Like, you need to go to your little file. Do you even have that anymore?
No, I don't. But
I'm going to the old Bing.
I mean, he just does a bunch of them, man.
Words people commonly mispronounce.
Oh, yes. throw them out.
All right, let's see.
By the way, I highly recommend you get that.
Acai berries. Yeah, people do that a lot. I see acai. You got the acai berries?
Yeah, but
or
man,
the acai.
That's kind of a highbrow. Like, I am kind of a nincompoop, but I don't even know what that is.
Okay, GIF?
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, it's GIF. A lot of people say, I don't know what they say, mischievous. I didn't know mischievous isn't right. It's supposed to be mischievous.
Yeah.
I say mischievous. That's one I do wrong.
Too. I do too.
How do you pronounce N-I-C-H-E? Like, you know, you have a little spot where you put things in the wall. It's a...
Wait a second. You talking about like a nook?
Like a
you're talking about
niche?
A niche? That's,
I call
that's
it
not
a
the
niche.
Right definition. That's
a
not
niche.
Even... Well, first off, your definition isn't even right. Something like you put in like a little
like a
nook
little
area.
It's a little place.
That's not a niche.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
a niche is like a niche market. Like I make.
No. And
I
what
make...
is a niche market? It's a little spot. It's a little place for something.
Yeah, but
a market segment or a position suitable for a person or a thing.
I honestly don't even know what you just said.
I just read the definition.
It's. Are you saying that it's supporting you?
Yes. Yes, you're wrong. All it right. is both. It's actually both of those things.
I've just never heard someone says, "Yeah, put it over there in the niche, whatever."
Niche, the niche.
Niche.
Yeah, like you know, you have like
niche.
A little.
Are we high?
I think so, man. We did the Uber Eats.
Oh
before,
my gosh.
Before the podcast, because Big D's like, Patrick's gone. You want to get food? I'm like, yeah, sure. So we got some food ordered, but we'd never used it before. And Big D whips out the app and he downloads it and he's like, this is my first time too. And I was a little concerned that the people delivering it, because the way it works is you order it and then an Uber driver goes to the restaurant and picks your food up and then brings it to you.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, they could totally mess with your food and bad
stuff.
I mean,
they
can
mess with your food in the back of the kitchen.
And sometimes they do.
It's... Pretty sweet.
It's pretty great. I will be very honest because the place we ordered from would have been what?
Why are you not saying it? Why would you say?
Well,
Uber?
I wasn't going to give them a free advertising.
Oh, whatever. What are you being so weird?
I'm not being weird.
Are you high?
I think I am. I'm high on their wing sauce.
We went to Hooties.
Anyway, tell your story about what happened.
Yeah, so I just ordered it. You just hit it, here's one. McDonald's. Well, here's a McDonald's. All right, and then you can go through the entire thing: Big Mac meal, crispy buttermilk chicken meal, the tenders. Golly, you know what sounds good? Chicken nuggets. Ugh. Remember, there's only four or five shapes of chicken nuggets.
Yeah, like they have a couple that look like states and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
they should make them look like dinosaurs. I would order those more.
Yeah. Anyway, you go and you order. You just pick what you want. There's Subway, China Spring. Dang, we should get Chinese.
We should have.
Sonic.
Well, we both realized that Eastern we Beach. Had better options as soon as, you know, we made the order. But at that point, it was already gone. I'm like, oh, well, we could have had this. We could have had that.
And then
like,
now
I
would have
liked a steak. They can, to be honest with you.
I haven't seen, like, there's, it's mainly like
fast food.
Yeah. They do have, like, they have categories: Middle Eastern, Turkish, Greek, Mediterranean, sandwiches, desserts, Southern, cafe, you know, coffee and stuff like that. Well, we can get Whoa. Oh, no.
The coffee fairy is about to deliver fancy coffee to the studio. What?
Stand by, caller.
Oh, somebody's calling my phone. Sorry about that.
Yeah, we can get all that, dude. Any kind of espresso, cappuccino,
Americano,
chai latte. Yeah, we can get all that, and they just deliver
from just like Starbucks, or is it like the local
it's
places?
Not Starbucks.
Oh,
it's like
really?
A local, it's
good.
A there's like
good.
A thousand
nothing,
of them.
Nothing against Starbucks, but you know, I'm just trying to find out which ones.
Charbucks. They're little. They burn it, man.
They
don't.
Do. They do.
I just don't like the way they roast their
and
beans.
It's not the store's fault. It's
It's the way they get it. It comes already done, and they just pour it in. Trust me, they're not. That's a big process to roast beans.
Their roast choice is interesting because they do lean towards the charring of the beans.
It's a little heavy, man. It's a little much.
They always have like a burnt taste to them, and it's once you get used to it, it's not bad. But as somebody who grew up near, like when I was a little kid growing up in Houma, Louisiana, you could smell all the roasters for all the major brands like Maxwell House and Folgers, and they all had plants not too far from the house, so you could smell it in the morning. So we would walk out to the bus stop when I was a kid, and you're just like, you're breathing heavy, heavy, thick coffee, and it was the best smell in the world. And what I get, like whenever we do like the Starbucks thing, is always I go, it's overdone, because I know my nose since I was a little petite pequeño, a little pig. That's in Portuguese.
That sounds like something Tracy would have said. You know, he would have said like a little petite patinko.
Anyway, it just.
But did you say pachinko?
Yes, that's what I said. Pachinko. We're gambling in here. What? What now? Oh, Big D sees some ice cream.
You can get Ben and Jerry's delivered, dude. Anyway, get the app. It's pretty good. And they charge different. There's the delivery fee is different. Like Ben and Jerry's, it's $3 delivery fee.
Okay. Which isn't bad.
Make sure you get delivery.
Okay, yeah, so wait a minute. Is that just a flat fee? Like, is it no matter how much you get?
Mm-hmm.
So if everybody gets a couple pints, it's only $3 extra
to have
it delivered?
Yeah.
Why would anybody leave their house again?
I know, dude.
I mean, seriously, like, this is a game changer. And I stayed away from it because I was worried that they would mess with the food. Now, after having the food and enjoying the food, I feel way better, and I think I'm going to download the app.
Box it up in the kitchen, and they put it in a bag, and then they pick it up and drive it here, and now you can choose to go out to get it at, you know, so that they don't even get out of their car
outside,
or you can have them come to you and
needing a bigger tip if they get out of the car.
Yeah. And you can leave a tip. You have the thing that you can leave a tip. The thing is, you don't have to leave a tip. You can leave a tip up to like 4 hours after the food's been delivered.
Okay. So I have a favorite, Cuban restaurant that I would love. In Key West, El Cibone. See if they're on there and how much it would charge to have it delivered all the way from there to here. Because that would be interesting. I would like to know if it would be cheaper to fly.
S-I-B-O-N-E-Y. O-N-E-Y.
And I would like to know, is it cheaper to fly there and go for the weekend? Or would it be cheaper to have Uber Eats just drive it to me?
This is Cuban, right?
Yes.
I don't see it, man.
Dang it.
There is Salvadorian food? Salvadorian food. Never had that.
Argentinian barbecue is pretty good. Have you ever tried that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, everybody always talks about Brazilian steakhouses and all that. Argentinian, I find, is even better.
Is that place that you're talking about, Key West, the one that we went to that one night?
Yes.
Yeah, that was good. And they had Cuban coffee that was like... I don't have hair on my chest. I do now. It was good.
Yeah.
You can get Hattie B's hot chicken if you.
I don't like hot chicken. I like either. Popeyes, man.
I don't either.
Like, you can call me crazy. I love me some Popeyes. Popeyes is like, that's what we should have done. We should have had Popeyes.
Wait, let me see if they even have it.
Popeyes is the stuff. If you get any other fried chicken other than, I'm sorry, KFC, if you ever want to sponsor us. You have to do something to change my mind.
$6 delivery fee.
Well, that's fine. $6 for all that chickeny goodness and biscuits.
3-piece chicken dinner. Is Popeyes where we
went? Red beans and rice. Like, red beans and rice is like the perfect side item.
Where were we?
Seattle. Which one?
Tacoma.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it wasn't Popeyes.
Yeah, it was.
Was it Popeyes?
We got a car in Tacoma, and then
This is when I knew that we did rock bottom. he's like, man, you know, we're like driving down the road in the rental. He's like, you know, it sounds good right now. Some Popeyes. Now it's like 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock. I don't know. It was late.
It was late. Yeah,
and like we had like 2 hours to go. We had to go drive 2 hours from there, and I was like, man, it does sound good. So he popped out of the phone. Oh,
there's a Popeyes on the way.
Coming up, 5 miles. We're counting it down. Mile marker 182. Mile marker 181. And then we get there, we get out, and we, you know, we're like used to like, you know, we're used to like, you're used to like South Louisiana Popeyes. You know, that's what you're used to.
Where you talk to everybody.
And you get out and you're like, hey, babe, what can we get you? And this was not that experience. Hey, hello, how are you? Oh, well, it's different.
Well, they don't. It's like you talk to them and they didn't want to talk back. Like, very, you know, like the way I grew up, you talk to the people. Maybe it's a South Louisiana thing, but you go to any place, any, like my kids think it's they're like, the people there are so friendly. I'm like, they just like talking.
Yeah,
you know?
Just their things.
But like, so you pull up and we go to Popeyes. And we're like, hey, what's up? You know, and they're like, oh, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Oh, I like your shirt. Oh, your shoes are good. And they start like giving you compliments, random stuff. And you're like, oh, yeah, how'd you get that girl? She's too hot for you. You know, it's just the best thing ever. And you go to this one that we went to. We're like, man, we pull up and I pull into Popeyes mode. I'm like, hey, how you doing? Fine. What would you like?
Sterile.
Like, oh, come on.
Man, play.
Give me some flavor.
Let's play.
Yeah, just a
so
little bit.
So we're sitting in the, we couldn't go down the road. We had to pull into, in the parking lot and eat it like two weirdos.
Like at a Best Buy. Two grown men sitting in a Best Buy parking lot.
I can hardly see it. I'm just going by the light from the Best Buy parking lot, you know, light, and we're just eating it, and we're just eating. We look like savages. And then we just threw it in the back of the car and just went on down the road. And we didn't leave. It didn't come out of there until we turned the car in.
Like we left the boxes.
Left the whole box with the bones, all that.
It was terrible, man. I got in the next morning and I was like, oh, we forgot to take the chicken out.
Dude, it smelled rank. It was nasty. What is Poke Brothers?
Poke? Like Poke Bowls?
P-O-K-E?
Yeah.
Poke?
Yeah, poke. So it's like, it's like imagine sushi, you know, sticky rice, like sushi rice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you take that and then you add different stuff to the bowls, like whether it's, it's almost like sushi in a bowl. Instead, like, think of it as a sushi salad.
Oh.
And you can have different meats and whatever on it.
Well, there's a place
they're on
that
this
delivers.
Thing.
Yep.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Oh, they have mochi.
Yeah, mochi's great.
They have mochi ice cream. It's mochi with ice cream inside it. Passion fruit, toasted coconut, red bean, mango. Wow.
Ooh.
Anyway.
Why did we eat what we ate today? I mean, it was good. Don't get me wrong. And I got whatever the kind
because
I tried
you,
was good. Because me.
I don't. Yeah, you. I don't care for Hooters. You do. I mean, it's all right. It's not my favorite.
We skipped. You know, the whole thing is about the experience of going and hanging out and drinking some beers with the buds and all that. We skipped all that.
I think a lot of chicks think that guys go to Hooters because girls are in high shorts and tank tops and pantyhose.
It's not why dudes go there.
It's not why guys go there at all.
We're going to let you in behind the curtain.
Yep.
It's all because guys go there because they know that it's going to mainly be guys there.
And they're going to have sports on, and it's comfortable. And
you
it's,
can dig in your butt. Like, if you got an itch, you could, you know,
it's
nobody
a community
cares.
Thing. It's like a
dig in your butt. That's actually the wrong word. But, you know, you can scratch below your waistline or whatever. You're like, oh, yeah, I got the, you know. Nobody cares because it's all dudes just being sloppy dudes.
Most of the time, they're not that great. I mean, they're just not.
Oh, the people are?
No.
Yeah.
Like, you think, listen, they're not what you think they are. They're just not. There's not. They're what you hope they are. That's exactly what they are.
Yeah.
So don't get the.
Unless you're a cop, you'll never marry one. Like, what is it with Hooters girls and cops, man?
What's his name?
All of them. All of them. It's like the craziest
dude,
thing.
Freddie used to walk in. This is a guy who's now. He used to walk into the studio, and he was a motorcycle cop. He was a Baton Rouge Metro motorcycle cop. And he would come by the studio. He like say, hey, I'm coming by. All right, Freddie, come on in. And so Freddie would come in, and you know how motorcycle cops dress. Like, they have the boots that come up way high up on the knee. and then they got the real tight shirt.
But they got
and those little helmets,
and they also have those little pants that have like some reason they have these big
billowy.
Yes,
like
exactly.
Horse rider.
Looks like
pants.
They were like pants from the World War II. World War I.
Yeah, they're weird. And then he wears like a super tight shirt, and then he has like the mirrored sunglasses, and he would walk in and like. They would let us know, hey guys, there's somebody here at the desk for you. Oh yeah, just let him on in. So he'd walk through, and as he was walking through the building, we would start getting reports from women who are like, who is in the building? Because as he would walk down the hall, you would see women's heads popping out
like,
behind him,
like
looking
little,
down at him, back
like little,
at him.
Prairie dogs. Boop, boop, boop. They're just popping around looking, and their little heads are going.
He would walk in and be like.
He looked like a superhero.
Yeah, he did. He's a guy that like you're trapped in a building that's just collapsed, and he comes into the building and walks in and is like, hey, I'm here to help you. That's
in
like
a theme song place when he walks in.
Yeah.
Dun, da, da.
And remember he used to have that chip in his tooth. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah. So, yeah, he got him a Hooter girl. He got a good Hooter girl. Have you talked to him lately?
I have not talked to him in a while. Maybe about 2 years ago.
He's a good dude.
I need to reach out.
He's a good dude. That's a guy that...
He's a doer. He gets stuff done.
Man, he is. That's a guy you pull you over. And like, man, I mean, when's the last time you got a ticket?
I refuse to answer this.
It's been a while, right?
I refuse to answer this.
I have a theory.
Because Patrick just got one.
Yeah, okay. Okay, then he fits my theory. My theory is we don't get tickets because we look like they look. Not fit, kind of.
I was
going
to say, they
not
don't
really
look
physically.
Fat and doughy.
No, you know what I mean. We look similar to most cops. We do. We do, man.
I don't look like a cop.
You kind of do, Mr. Fireman. They all kind of, there's that kind of that look. It's got a goatee, you know, kind
camo hat.
Just a bigger white dude. That's most cops
I
know.
Here? Yeah.
That's the most cop. Patrick got a ticket because he looks like he's a terrorist.
He does.
When he got pulled up, he wasn't even speeding. They saw him driving by, and they could hear, la, 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 la. And so they pulled him over to give him a ticket. And when he said, I'm sorry, sir, they were shocked. They were like, oh, he's really assimilated. He has no accent at all.
If you see something,
cell,
say something.
His cell has been activated.
I found a polar bear in the desert.
So... they're just like, because he looks like, you know, he's got the crazy beard and the hair, and now it's, it's a thing. Yeah. But anyway, that's why you haven't got a ticket. See, and Freddie wouldn't give you a ticket. He wouldn't give you a ticket. If he pulled you over today and didn't even know, he wouldn't give you a ticket. He would be
Maybe.
Like, hey, man.
Cause I don't
you, know. Because he would pull, you. He would go into the car or the Jeep, truck, whatever, and he would say, hey, how are you doing, man? He'd go, hey, man, what's going on, bro? I was moving along, wasn't I? Yeah, you were, man. Got your driver's license and all the paperwork.
He goes, yeah, run the background in the car.
Right here, sees that you're a carrier, sees that you're, well, I don't know, that's all, I guess. And then come back and be like, dude, I'm telling you, I've had this happen 1,000 times. Comes up, hey, man, take it easy, all right, slow it down, brother. I'm like, oh, man, I appreciate it, partner. All right, man. Or
they say podna to you?
Podna.
Appreciate it, podna.
Benton, Louisiana, it's podna. Tennessee, it's
Bud.
All right,
Bud.
Hi, Bud. Bro, dude, all those. All right, man. I appreciate you. Hey, be careful out there, all right? Yeah, for sure.
That's weird.
But I'm sure Patrick did this. What's going on? What?
Oh, yeah.
I'm in a hurry.
Confrontational.
Can we pick this door up? I'm just.
Just hurry up and give me the ticket.
I mean, you know, I'm not supposed to give me the ticket. And the guy's just trying to find out where the bomb is in his vest.
He's trying to figure
he's
it
like,
out.
He definitely has a bomb. He looks way too big. His chest, nothing fits right.
Sir, you're a little lumpy. Can you please step out of the car, but keep your hands up?
It's not, it's not a bomb, it's just me.
Let me see your hands, Patrick.
Taste. Timber! That's how that goes. I bought tickets to that. If someone said, hey, I'm going to pull Patrick over at 3 o'clock, I'll be there.
I would like, if there was a channel, like you know how Live PD is on right now? If there was a Live PD channel where it was Live PD 24/7, 365, and pay-per-view, mm-hmm. I would pay for it. Like if it was a subscription service, like an HBO or something like that.
You'd pay $4 a month.
I would pay $5 a month, easy, just to have that, to where at any given moment I could flip over and it's something because live-ish, within 15 minutes of going down, I would watch. Because like back whenever Fox News was in its infancy, the reason we fell in love with it was the car chases. I want that again. Bring back the excitement of television again. And that's why I love Live PD. And I'm really looking forward to I think it debuts this week. Maybe it debuted this past weekend. I forget. But they have the new one called Live Rescue, where it's fire and EMS and all that, too. So I'm going to start watching that. So my weekends are shot. You will not see me. I would pay for that.
Because then you can always know that it's a go-to. You're like, you know what? I don't want to watch. I watch YouTube.
How many times? How many times do you flip through channels and you're like, there's nothing here? So you go to YouTube or you go to Netflix and you're like, man, there are bazillions of shows on Netflix right now. And if I went to sit down to start watching, I would take about 30 minutes at least to go through shows going, that's good, but I'll put that on the list. Let me keep looking. Because there's so much you don't want. I want channels that are dedicated to just that stuff.
One thing Tracy would say, like he would get hit like a baseball or he'd get stung or something and be swollen. I go, man, what happened there? It looks like it's all red. He goes, yeah, it's all red and inflammable.
Inflammable?
Yeah. It's all, look at that, man. It's all inflammable.
Huh.
Huh. Well, okay. Again, I know what he means. It's just a little wonky.
Just a little. All right. You about ready?
I gotta go to the doctor.
For what?
I ganked my foot up, man. I don't know what I did.
Oh, the bottom thing?
No, it's my, it's weird. It was on the top of my foot. Now it's kind of moved over to it's on my ankle. I'm trying to get off, I'm getting on the wagon, man. I went a week of doing the treadmill and I did 4 days in a week of going. And, it wasn't hardcore, but it just, I don't know, like that, like 3 days afterwards, I'm standing like peeing and I go to lift my foot up to leave. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh God, what is that?
Like you were all tight or something?
Oh, it's impinged the most stabbing, at that point. The most stabbing pain. And then it just got, and sometimes it gets better. And then, I can't walk on hardwood floor barefoot. I absolutely kills me.
Really?
I have to wear shoes. And even then I look like
Quasimodo, just kind of dragging it almost.
Yeah.
That sucks, man.
I'm a little offended you said Quasimodo, but.
Oh, because of the Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, too soon?
Yeah, a lot of people had fires and,
I know. I see a lot of them.
Their artwork got destroyed.
Hi, Carson.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Are you podcasting?
Yeah, we're podcasting. Oh, we've been podcasting for a while. Oh. We vented. It's a different kind of podcast this week.
Oh.
we vented.
I'm a little scared to listen.
Little classic D and Bubba. This is old school D and Bubba.
We were able to just get it off our chest a little bit.
This is kind of what got people to the party back in the day.
Oh.
Sometimes you got to bring it back the old original recipe, if you know what I mean.
Like all right, Popeyes. You 360'd it. I want to go back to the beginning.
Yes.
360, actually, it's a 180. 360, that means you end up exactly.
No, it's a full circle, yes.
Right.
Yeah, which means you 180 exactly is you're the totally you opposite.
Right, right. So,
opposite.
Right, so if you do a 360, then you go
right back where
from
you were.
Point A
right, you went
to
back to the beginning.
Point A.
Right, you went back to the beginning.
No, that means you go back to where you are.
Thanks.
If you do a 180, you go back to where you were.
I think she has a point.
No. Yeah.
No, a 180 is literally the opposite end of the circle.
Right, where you came from, not where you're going and where you are.
Oh, honey, I need to get you a protractor.
It's come to this.
That is, yep.
I'm down with just a lawnmower.
I'm pretty sure Tracy would not call it a protractor. You know, she had a baby and they had to use a protractor. I think that's right, right? Isn't there something called a... something? I don't know.
I don't know nothing about birth and no babies.
He's got two, his two daughters are oldest, two oldest daughters having babies.
Are they
any
really?
Day now, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. She's the one's having the baby in the house.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh.
And I saw the tub and I was like, wow. Man, is that one of those like indoor hot tubs? She goes, oh, no, that's a birthing tub. And I was like, I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to get out of it.
Do they rent them?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, because I'm assuming they don't.
I don't know. After that, I checked out.
Yeah, fair. Okay,
literally, I checked. I was in it, and I was like, I'm going to get out of this now.
Oh, you got into it?
Well, not really. I had my hand, and I was rubbing my hand all around it.
And if it was rented, that means it's been used several times.
And I was just kind of like, oh, this is kind of cool. I'm going to try to get one of these. Nah,
nope.
Nope. I guess.
My goal.
Seems like a very niche market, isn't it, Bubba?
It's a niche.
Very niche.
Oh, hey, Carson, if I have a little cubby in the hall, built
into
the wall.
Don't say cubby. You just used the word you was going to use.
No, but I'm saying, if there's a little cubby, like a little shelf built into the wall, mm-hmm. could I refer to that as a niche as well?
Oh, I would never call it
a
niche.
Right. No one does.
What is a niche?
Well, if you're going to call it a niche.
A niche. Thank
you. But that's not the word. It's niche.
Yes, it
it's
is.
French.
Niche and... Niche is more...
Niche is French.
Niche
is... You guys are making me bing, man.
Oh, dear.
Hold on. Thigh bone's connected to the niche bone.
Let's bing it, boys.
All right, so here we go.
It's not niche.
No, it's not a...
Wild
you
man.
Don't know this.
Yeah, I do
know.
Let's bing it, boys.
Oh, wait, I have
I think Dee and I are pretty confident in this.
Hey, all right, man, I wish there was like a little place, a shelf I could... Oh, there's a niche. I can put it
niche.
There. Niche.
Niche.
Oh, there is a word called
niche.
Well,
yes,
niche.
It's a different
right.
word.
But
a different
and niche is, definition number one, a shallow recess, especially one in a wall to display a statue or other ornament. Synonyms, recess, alcove, nook, cranny, slot, slit, hole, hollow, bay, cavity, etc., etc.
I say niche. Slot and slit all the time.
I say recess. No, I don't at all. But.
No, but that's what it is. So, yeah, if you say, I'll put it in. Anyway.
Excuse me, can you put that in the crevice?
Have you given my nice statue a crevice?
You can also have a specialized segment of a market for a particular product or service, which is also
a niche.
Okay. But a niche is a shallow recess.
That's great.
Like
but you know what?
So
that's...
I was right, sucker.
Okay, you're
niche.
Right, sucker.
Niche.
Or is that the French niche. Definition?
Yeah, you're foreign. You ain't American.
Yeah. Oh. Those are freedom fries.
Oh, we had that guy today. We had that guy today who was arguing with us that we need to say things.
I have to go.
Okay.
I have to go.
Again, it was another one of the crazy haters. It was in the air today, and I don't know what it is. Maybe that's what's driven us to this point where we just had to get it all out.
As Tracy would say, I got to go have a doctor look at my ankle. He's a orthodontist. No, he's not.
Are you not. Sure? Sure about that?
Now, maybe he is.
You want to bing it?
Probably sure. Like, again, I know what he means.
Yep.
He's not an orthodontist. It's an orthopedist.
The podcast is sponsored by sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Thanks, O'Reilly Auto Parts. And you know what? Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices.
Every day.
I took that bed and hit him upside a pie.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Gems are rules.
It was the podcast.
That's next week.
Hey, Phil Robertson's joining us in the studio. His book, The Theft of America's Soul, has been out. And
that is a serious title, by the way.
The Theft of America's Soul is strong.
Well... You know, you start looking at America now, y'all are seeing the same thing I'm seeing. We've been on this no God kick for about 60 years. Think about it. A fifth grade girl fixing to eat her lunch can't even thank God for what I'm thinking.
When do you know the whole history of how that came about back in the day? Of like, what made it like all of a sudden pop up? Like everyone was fine, it seemed,
and then all of a sudden, bam! No more. You can't. No matter what your religion is, you can't do anything.
What we ended up doing which is one of the saddest things I've ever seen, is our Supreme Court decided that they would be the supreme being. Start with no praying to God in any public school, no Bible read. Listen, I have a Bible on this table. It's against the law for me to go over there in a public school and say, turn your Bible to the section that says we are to love God and love each other. Guys, what could be the downside of loving God and loving your neighbor and making an issue on somebody over here praying at a ball game?
I don't get it. And you know, we do this thing on Fridays in the fall where, you know, with high school football, it's such a huge deal. And we have a member of the clergy come in and say a prayer of protection for the kids. And yeah, we get people who push back on it. Mm-hmm. But you know what we get more of? Thank yous. It's like they kind of go, oh, gosh, fine, thank you.
I haven't lost my mind.
When Alabama and Clemson met in the national championship, I looked over there on the Alabama sideline, and I see Saban using some language that was not biblical. and I look over on the other side at the Clemson Tigers with Dabo Sweeney, and they're on their knees praying to God, asking for divine intervention to face the vaunted Alabama Crimson Tide. Well, when all the smoke cleared, the Tigers came out and swept the whole thing. And I'm thinking, evidently God heard their prayers. Yeah. One group is praying, and they came out the winners. So I'm thinking, well.
Unfortunately, I think throughout the whole season, there are lots of people doing the same thing. It didn't matter.
That's right.
I always feel bad praying about sports events, but I catch myself doing it anyway because I'm like, God, I know I'm wasting your time,
yeah,
God.
I'm not.
We need this victory.
I got money riding on this game, and I need your help. Phil Robertson's in the studio with us. The Theft of America's Soul is the book, and kind of goes into how America's kind of lost our soul in a way, but we can come back.
I think we can come back. I just think we ought to go back to the old ways. It was James Madison, the writer of the Constitution, when John Adams read it, John Adams says, the Constitution was written for a godly and religious, a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate for any other. We have forgotten that. So we're all founded on this Bible I have in my hand here. You're like, ended up being the greatest nation on earth, duh. And you say, why in the world would we jump in the middle of that after 200 and something short years?
Yeah, we've been doing pretty good.
And begin to remove God from the school system? Listen, taking the Ten Commandments out of the courthouse. So I'm thinking, let's see, Commandment 5, children honor your father and mother. Well, when they don't honor their father and mother and the law enforcement catches them, you say, where do they take them? The courthouse. Mm-hmm. Commandment number 6, don't murder. Now just look at the murder rate in America. Don't murder. Well, you say, well, where do you go when the law enforcement catches you for murdering someone? They take you to the courthouse.
It just seems like of all places, I have the Ten Commandments. But you know, Phil, let's say, just hypothetical, there is no God, there is no heaven, there is no hell, there is no consequences, none of that. Even if that was truly the case, I don't believe it is, but if it was, living a life that is patterned after the way the Bible says, it's still a better life. You just live a better life.
You know, I will say this, because
no matter what the outcome is.
I keep asking people, I said, especially when I talk to people who are unbelievers in God, I just say, what is the downside for a human being who gets up in the morning, he loves his God, and he loves his neighbor? What is the downside to that?
I'm a volunteer firefighter, so we respond to a ton of medical calls and suicide attempts and you name it. And I often think that, you know, and we talk about this kind of stuff a lot around the firehouse, the suicide rates are skyrocketing right now. And religion rates are dropping like a rock. And it makes you think that, you know what, are people just losing faith? Are they do they have no hope anymore? Do they have nothing to live for anymore?
Unless America turns back to God, put God back in our schools, love Him, love each other. If and until we do that, guys, I'm afraid I'm trying to get America to shake their head and say, don't believe all these lies that the devil are telling you. If and until we start giving God the credit for being the creator of the cosmos and realize that we do have an enemy, if you look at the world and try to convince me there's no devil, I'm like, well, you could have fooled me. Father of murder, Jesus said. I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm. makes sense. And the father of lies. Yep. Boys, I'm 72 years old. I've been on the earth a little longer than y'all. I've never seen people could dream up the lies that I'm hearing now. Have y'all ever seen our culture?
We're in rare air, man. It's a wild west. It's a wild west. I wanted to ask you about when Duck Dynasty, in the heyday of the show, you guys had so much merchandise. It was everywhere.
And every style. It could be from a can opener.
To a towel. Yeah. To a chia pet.
Cy had it right, my brother Cy. He ended up being the star of the show. He said, boys, I've always acted like an idiot. He said, I never thought I'd find a bunch of fools that'd pay me to do it. So A&E rolls in. It made us all rich and famous. My only caveat to that is this. Now we're all rich. Cy's a multimillionaire. I'm a multimillionaire. Everybody said, so what about now? All that money, guys. Can't remove my sin. You say, what about you got famous too? It can't raise me from the dead. So I'm just sitting here looking at it saying, if I don't put my faith in Jesus of Nazareth, his death for me to remove my sin, I got a lot of them. Immortality is what's on the table. That's what Jesus has given us. We have one shot at this. I've looked at it from every angle. I'm like, what am I required to do, Lord? He says, just love me and love your neighbor. Can you do that, Phil? I'm like, I can do it. Mm-hmm. Get off the liquor. Get off the drugs. Quit getting high, smoking dope. So I repented at 28. I'm now 72. You're like, did it work? It's a blast. All I get is a few cursings. You know, you homophobe, you no good racist, you're... And I get cursing all the time.
How do you feel whenever somebody does that? Because these are people that don't actually know you.
Look what they did to Jesus. And he was mistake-free. Look what they did to him. So you say, I can take the hatred, the vitriol. I don't even hold it against them. They'll curse me. And I say, well, I know this is going to shock you, but I still love you. I don't mind if you curse me. Just think about it. You know, if there's no resurrection of the dead, how are we getting out of here?
The thing with having a show that was that size, it gave you, I mean, you're here now talking with us. And
years after it's even over.
I mean, you've
tens of thousands have been converted from that show. You got to remember when A&E pitched it to us and we're all sitting there, my first question was, are you trying to tell me with a straight face that you actually think a bunch of rednecks shooting ducks will work on national television? I said, I don't know about that. So we talked about it. They leave, and my son said, Dad, what do you think? Do we do the show or not? And I said, well, guys, I don't think redneck shooting ducks is going to catch on out in our culture. I said, however, I said, what if God's behind it? What if he's given us a platform?
Yep.
To get the gospel preached.
Opens doors.
And they said, I said, if that's the case, I said, it'll go ballistic. I said, so y'all weigh it. Y'all decide what you want to do. Whatever you to go with, it's fine with me. So what happened was tens of thousands have been converted. They're still coming to my house. A lot of them will come in and they'll say, Mr. Robinson, we're shacked up. This is my woman. This is her kids, my kids. And we've been in our whole life. Now we're shacked up. Will you marry us and baptize us?
Strangers
show up at your house and ask you to marry them and baptize them?
All the time.
No,
all the time.
What?
And we sit there and look. I'm not a preacher. I'm just a guy who lives on the river. I read my Bible. I'm no Dumbo. But you say, you're not a licensed preacher, seminary trained. No. So I have a preacher on the premises when they show up. We do vet them a little bit. It's a wild thing. I do have an AR-15 with an arm's length. My Bible's on this chair, my weapon, just in case they're up to no good.
Yeah, get a wild.
So anyway, look. We get the preacher there. He marries them in my living room. They go get on their little dress. The woman does. What do you think? I'm like, hey, it's a beaut. So we marry them. So now you're legally married. Get after the sex. No problem now. You're good to go. I said, so here's the gospel. Y'all listen. And we walk down on the river, and I baptize them. We have a big crawfish ball or whatever. And look. And they go on back to where they came from. And next week, there's another group. And
yeah, because they tell their friends and their friends and their friends.
They tell their friend. And it just took off like a rocket to this day. That's what we're still doing.
Oh,
Therefore,
my gosh.
Wow.
I read all these texts, and I said, you know what? I said, this is a blast, what I'm doing, spiritual warfare. You have to be able to take heat. But y'all got to remember, if all you ever do is get in your vehicle and drive to a church building for 2 hours in a week. There's 168 hours in a week. You get two of them worshiping God, but the other 166, who are you? I'm trying to get people to see what we are discussing here. You say, what are we actually doing here? We're worshiping the Almighty. We're attributing our success as a nation.
Yeah, we're congregating.
His hand was on us. He helped us reach the greatest country on earth. We reached great heights.
I think having heard all this about, I think Patrick needs to get married at your house.
Cancel all your plans that you had.
He's getting married. He's getting married in September.
We'll be waiting on you, dude.
Oh, my goodness.
I think,
dude, I'm never going to be able to sell Vivica on this.
Vivica will love this idea.
If you're running low on gas money, here's the kicker. They come down there and they barely made it in some old beat-up car. They didn't have a lot of money. Most of the time, the preacher who marries you, you're paying him. In our case, we look around at some of these people are poor, and we say, here's the good news. We're not only going to marry you and baptize you, which you would normally pay a fee. I said, we're going to give you $100 to get you back to wherever you came from. So we pay them,
Patrick,
dude.
See?
You might get $100 on the deal.
Well, I know this.
How about that?
As a business, Big D and I would go ahead and pay for the cost of your travel down
saying,
there.
You all know that I'm not in charge of this decision, so don't look at me.
Well,
we need to work. Just take a picture of Phil right now and say, I want this.
Honey,
we're going to this guy's house, and he's going to marry us, and then we're going to shoot guns. And we're gonna eat. We're gonna have a lot of fun, and we're gonna get $100.
That is a marriage, dude.
Dude, what are you talking about?
That's a really good way to keep from having to shave my beard or cut my hair before the wedding.
All right, well, we'll see. I mean, I think a plan is now in motion.
Phil, thanks, man. We appreciate it. Thanks for your efforts and your work. And
yeah,
the book is called The Theft of America's Soul. Get it wherever you get your books. So, we appreciate Phil. Thank you, man. And tell the rest of your family. We said, hey, would you?
Thank y'all. Jesus, number one.